Welcome to The Wicked Lives of Wicked People, Episode 4, where I will teach you about the most famous murders and investigations in history. Today, we'll be talking about the Mendez brothers. And please, don't forget to look under your bed. Today, we will be talking about the Mendez brothers. The story begins around August 20th, 1989, when Jose and Mary Mendez were shot and killed in their Beverly Hills home. But it seemed much more than just some killings. They were nearly unidentifiable because of the 15 shotgun rounds that were in them. Their two sons, Lyle and Eric, were in complete dismay when it happened. Except in the following months, they had acted as if they had won a lottery. Because they sort of did. Their father was very rich, and they were spending dime after dime for such luxurious things like mansions, boats, yachts, and cars. Now, these brothers were big troublemakers when they were younger. For example, Eric began talking with delinquents when he was younger, which is why he got in trouble for many things such as burglary. Lyle enrolled in Princeton University, but he was suspended for a year for plagiarism, so people believed that they both had something to do with the killings. That's where their therapist comes in. In 1988, Eric was caught after an abundance of burglaries were linked to him. The court made him talk to a therapist named Jeremiah Ozell. Jeremiah thought that the brothers must have been distraught by their parents' murder, but as we know, that was not the case. Eric had talked with the therapist for a while when he told them that he killed his parents. The therapist was in dismay, but felt foolish for not seeing it sooner. He then secretly taped a recording of Eric confessing that he and his brother killed his parents. Their trial began on 1993, and it was broadcasted on a fairly new cable network. This is because directors wanted to try something new by making a courtroom entertaining. This is what really began the subgenre of televised trials. People began tuning into the trial, and it became a type of sporting event for some. Unable to be proven innocent, Eric and Lyle said that their father was a horrible man towards them, saying things such as mental and physical abuse and many other things as well. Their second trial wasn't as popular as the first one because cameras weren't allowed on the inside, but people were still intrigued nonetheless. When in jail, each brother got married in prison to a woman on the outside. Eric made Tame Sakoman in 1999, while Lyle had married a former model named Anne Erickson, who divorced him after a year when she found out he was cheating on her, and then Rebecca Sneed, a journalist who he married in 2003. Now just be safe with firearms. They're super dangerous, and if allowed, use them with an adult supervising you, and please, don't forget to look under your bed.